Now to Dunedin, where disgraced financial advisor Barry Clue was today jailed for at least 5 years for running a Ponzi scheme which cost investors more than $15 million. Victims told the court in harrowing detail how the 57-year-old befriended them and defrauded them. Our Otago Southland reporter Timothy Brown was in court and filed this report.
Cancer has been cruel to Chris and I, but Barry, you've matched that cruelty. I've had to rebuild my life, move on from not only losing Chris, but trying to navigate how to do all this on my own without the financial security I should have had that we've both worked and planned for.
That's Karen Churcher. She's only one of the more than 80 victims who have lost money to convicted fraudster Barry Clue. Mrs. Churcher told the court how Clue befriended her and her husband, Chris. When Chris was diagnosed with cancer, Clue encouraged them to withdraw Mr. Church's life insurance early and claimed he would use it to provide for the family once Chris had died. Instead, he used it to fund his own extravagant lifestyle and a Ponzi scheme which cost investors at least $15.75 million.
Chris continued to work up until the month before he died. He felt he'd made provisions for us to have choices around whether to work or not, as the expenses and living costs could be covered by the savings and investments we had accrued through Barry. Chris thought everyone would be taken care of. Barry not only stole our money, but my future security and my choices, but he also robbed me of my grief, my right to take time out and just grieve an incredible husband and man.
Mr. Churcher died before ever finding out what Clue had done. He died believing Clue was a trusted friend. Mrs. Churcher, on the other hand, had to pick up the pieces of a future which no longer existed after Clue stole it from her. While her story is harrowing, the court heard she was not alone.
It's absolutely disgusting that our funds, along with other people's, funded such things as cruises, trips to Russia, property, family loans, cars for himself, wife, family, and so the list goes on.
When you've repeated stresses like losing a child, managing disability, and then losing money, it's a challenge. We've had to deal with depression and feel like total fools for allowing this to happen.
We thought we were funding our future. We find it difficult to comprehend that we were in fact funding Barry Clue's present.
I feel incredibly used, and I still can't believe it really. This was a man who, right from the beginning of my communication with him, was only going to use me. Almost like a grooming for abuse through theft.
Another victim, who is also suffering from cancer, told the court Clue's theft meant his family is now in debt.
So at 69, I'm working 3 days a week. My cancer has progressed and is incurable. I now have the worry of not being able to work in the future. So our lives now are not what we planned. We had no money to enjoy the time that we have left. The house we had planned on building, the holidays, the trips away, maybe a new car, all is gone.
The court heard even though a $5 million reparation order was made, the possibility of reimbursing any funds is unlikely. Judge Michael Crosby says it's the breach of trust which is most galling for many of the victims, some of whom unfairly blame themselves.
You promised a comfortable retirement. You promised a safe and secure nest egg. You promised financial security, and so they felt looked after.
Who his clients thought he was and who he really is stand in striking contrast.
Issue must also be taken to your references to working hard. Hard work denotes honest toil, and you, sir, on your own admission, have not worked an honest day for 25 years.
He was jailed for 6 years on the lead charge of theft by a person in a special relationship, and a cumulative sentence of 2 years and 10 months jail was imposed on a charge of false accounting. Clue received concurrent prison sentences for his other 9 charges. The judge also imposed a minimum non-parole period of 5 years and 4 months. Outside court, Mrs. Churcher told media she was pleased with the sentence.
I think the judge did really well. I think that there is... I wasn't expecting that much. I think that Barry will probably appeal it, but whether there's grounds for that, I have no idea.
Others were less impressed, but Clue won't be eligible for release until at least July 2025. In the Dunedin District Court, for Checkpoint, Timothy Brown.